the way we looked at it was, what are like the coolest things that these characters can do? And then you look at it and think, well, there are characters that can already blow up Silver Lego, so giving Harry Reducto isn't such a problem. There are characters that can already fly, so giving Harry a broomstick isn't a problem. And so you very quickly rattle through, it's fine to give him, certain spells and abilities, but then you also want to give him unique abilities to make people want to play as him. So with Harry, we, his unique abilities are Defendo, which is a new mechanic just for him for Dimensions, which works very similar to how it does in the Lego Harry Potter games. He's also got his Patronus. While it's cool to see it, it can just smash Lego. So it's a cool feature, but it doesn't really make him overpowered. He has Parcel Tongue, which, is, again, it's only him in Dimensions and him and Voldemort that can do it. So although we've given him unique powers, we've not overpowered him. He can do Leviosa and a few other things. So both Harry and Voldemort feel very much like they should, but at the same time, they're not game breakers. They're game changers. So they're really, really cool. And then as you go into Beasts, well, then, again, just because Newt is a magizoologist, and was at Hogwarts, doesn't mean that he should just be a wizard the same as Harry. So Newt has abilities that are unique to him, and the same with Tina. So we've really tried hard. We've tried to make every character unique, but also ensure that they all are complementary to the game rather than anything else. So I think people will be really, really excited when they play these characters. And some of the abilities for Newt, for example, because again, a lot of people don't know anything really about the movie other than things that they may have read or trailers they've seen online. I think they're in for a big surprise. It really is truly terrific.